And talking about America, Nyhema has also emailed from Alabama. You may remember I played a request for him a couple of weeks back, and he wrote not only to thank me, but also to tell me a little bit about himself and the place he now calls home. He says, I think I told you in my earlier email, I love living in Birmingham, Alabama. The people are so friendly, very much like people back home in Wales. I'm a bit like a celebrity because people here haven't seen a Welshman before, and therefore they want me to keep on talking, just to listen to my Welsh accent, although some mistake me for being German, or even Irish. Just under a year ago, my nephew Howell came over from Manchester to pay us a visit for a few days, and my wife Susan and I took him to see the sights. One of these was the 16th Baptist Church, where, in the 1960s, the Ku Klux Klan exploded a bomb, killing four young black American girls aged just 11 to 14. When the church was rebuilt, the stained glass window was presented to them by the people of Wales. As the guide told us the story of the way the black American people were treated in those days, I had goose pimples thinking about the injustice of it all. One day I hope I'll have the opportunity to sit down with people of my own age from the black community to talk about those bad old days. Birmingham was at the centre of the civil rights movement in the 60s, and Martin Luther has become my great hero. He did a wonderful thing for the whole of humanity. Indeed he did, Nye, and it's good to know we've got a Welsh ambassador in that part of the world. Here's Joan Baez with a song that became a great anthem for the civil rights movement in the 1960s.